Dear friends, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the name of William Borden. Borden of Yale. He was a great young man of God. Had a very short life, and maybe in the eyes of the world didn't accomplish much for Christ, but left behind a glowing testimony of what it means to have a heart for God and a heart for missions. William Borden was brought up in the city of Chicago. His father was a very successful businessman. And by the time William Borden was just in his mid-teens, away back at the end of the 1800s, he was already a millionaire. Whenever he graduated from high school, it wasn't long before he became a believer in Jesus Christ. The family became friends of the great evangelist D.L. Moody. William Borden, to celebrate his graduation from high school, was sent by his parents on a chaperoned round-the-world trip. And on the way back, coming through the Middle East, before crossing the ocean to America, he encountered people from the Muslim faith. His heart became tremendously burdened, because they had never heard the gospel that he had heard. They had never heard of the Saviour that he loved. They were living in false religion, and soon to go out into eternity. His heart became burdened. Returning to America again, he listened to the preaching of D.L. Moody, and through all of these events, felt the call of God to full-time service, consecration to Jesus Christ. From then he went to Yale, and I think perhaps Princeton as well, if my memory serves me correctly. But what a young man he was. Great intellect, great family, great business that he could have had and inherited and run. He had the world at his feet. He did so well educationally. And yet, whenever he graduated from his university, off he went to Egypt, just as a young man in his 20s, to study Islamic culture, to learn the language, so he might be fit to go back to the Middle East and to minister the gospel to the Muslim people. But whenever he was there in Egypt, he contracted cerebral meningitis and passed away as a young man just in his early 20s. Now, many people would have looked at a life like that and thought, what a waste. There was a man who had great ability in the sporting field. There was a man who had a tremendous intellect, a great education. There was a young man with a great personality, great influence. There was a young man who could have inherited the family business and been a multi-millionaire and could have used his life in so many ways. But instead, he tried to go to the mission field and witness to the Muslim people. Didn't even get to the mission field. Didn't witness, as far as we know, to one Muslim. And yet contract that awful illness. And in the eyes of the world, had very little to show for it. But shortly after his death, the story goes that his Bible was found. They opened his Bible and there were three dates written in the inside of the Bible. And beside those three dates, six words. The first date was the date of his conversion. And beside that date, he had written down the words, "No retreats." And then there was another date, and that was the date of his consecration, his surrender to missionary work. And beside that date, the words, "No reserves." And then one last date, the date that he was diagnosed with his illness. The writing was a little bit more shaky. And beside that date, the words, "No regrets." No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. I wonder, could those words be written over your life and mine? No retreats, I'm not going back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No reserves, I'm giving Christ everything. And then someday, at the end of life's journey, no regrets. Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. God bless you, friends. Think about those things. Give your life to Christ. Put your life on the altar. Go through with God. Your vows to pay. You're all upon the altar laid. The Holy Ghost will do the rest and bring to thee God's very best.